what they used to do. They would hang right up here in Sinjo.
You ever seen?
No, sir. I don't want to never see.
Tell me about what a murderer was. What?
I don't. They just call him a murderer, and they did enough for to be murdered. They just
they
keep him out so long until they couldn't hang him until they got order from the government down here in Baton Rouge, and then they got order when to hang him. Then they'd hang him, and they make the trap to hang him on, you know, down below there, have him up there, they say, and pull the cord, and they drop down.
I see. So before they had the, when they got the orders, they would do what?
They would hang them.
When they got the orders, they hung.
They hang them. You see, they couldn't, they are just like the judge said that they was to be murdered, be hung, you know. Well, the judge give that.
And then
but yet and still, they would have to consult down here in Baton Rouge.
And then they went out and...
Well, then they set a date.
And finally they...
They'd hang them. They'd send preachers in there to talk to them, you know, and try to get them on the Lord's side.
Yeah.
And they'd put a black cap over the face. Just take them out and have the coffin and just drop them in their coffin. They'd bury them right around that Dakota or somewhere. They got a graveyard. But now they tell me to put them in electric chairs.
Yeah.
But they used to hang them.
If a man wanted to commit suicide, he'd get a rope. He got a rope and he went out and what?
And tied that rope around his neck and dropped down and hang himself.
I see.
But they ain't doing much of that now. The way they do, they go to these big bridges, you know, and jump off.
So somebody asks you, they'd say, how did he die? And you say what?
He hung himself.
He hung himself. Okay. Now, where's the place, you call that place where they're put away, the what?
Say what?
That place where after somebody...
They hang them?
Yeah, what are they doing? They put them in the...
They got a place in San Joe where that they bury them, got a burying ground around there somewhere about the courthouse to bury them.
Yeah.
But now, they don't do any murdering up here. They send them down now to Baton Rouge for them to be hung, to be in electric chairs.
They can't hung them, they can't hang them. Without what?
Without the permission from the government.
Okay. Alright. Now, what do you call a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded?
Well, they used to. Tenso River.
Uh-huh.
There's a call Cooter Pint down here.
Yeah.
And they come from New Orleans up there, and
where would they stop?
They stopped down here at Cooter Pine.
What'd y'all have down there?
Well, they had seed houses down there, you know, just like
And the boats were put in at the what?
You meet the boat. You know when the boats gonna come in. And if you'd have made a big order, a grocery or whatever it is. When the boat come, you judge when it blows, before it gets there. And everybody be on the lookout. They let you know that when the boat will be up Tenso, be the Tecuda Pine. And then you be there to meet it.
And the boat would put in at what?
The boat would put off your stuff.
At the what?
Down there at the seed house. You just get your stuff and put it in your... wagon and come on home.
They put the stuff off at the what? There was a place maybe out that went out to the water?
They would come right up to the bank.
I see. You didn't have a place where you could, that would go out in the water? What would you call that? A place where, you know, that would go out in the water and the boats could get up to it? What'd you call that? Hadn't you ever seen one of those?
No, sir, I've never seen one.
A place out in the water where the boats would come up to it?
But they would come up to the bank. They were small boats, you know.
I see.
They come in from New Orleans. And they would take people's seed, cotton, load it down there, they carry all that stuff down there to be carried away.